Hi again, everybody, with Tribe Manager Terry Francona. This is Tom Hamilton. Welcome to the Manager's Show, and it's brought to you by KeyBank. Well, games like last night, Terry, it's amazing how, whether it's one call, one inning, everything can change, because it just seems like these games now, whether it's the Indians and Twins or whomever, they're not going to be lopsided affairs, are they?
No, they're not. And, you know, I know you're referring to the pitch where Danny felt like he had the guy struck out. And I went back and looked at it. It looked to me like a good pitch. There are going to be missed calls during a game. And I think what we need to probably get Danny to understand is, yeah, it hurt, because, you know, would have been 1-2-3, inning over. But those things happen. And Tom Halling's a good umpire. He's probably kicking himself. But what happened after that is, you know, Danny set it up, set his rhythm. You need to regroup real quick and get out of that inning. Now, with Brantley's effort, we almost got out of that inning. But Danny let things get to him, and that's Danny's fault. That's not Tom Hallion's fault. And if that's all it takes is that one pitch, well, we got to do better than that. So, again, we have younger guys and we're trying to win with, and every once in a while you're going to have to remind him of these things. And hopefully this was a learning time for him, because this doesn't need to happen again.
Well, and I think it kind of goes back to what you've talked about before. Regardless of how this all ends in less than 2 weeks, there isn't any price you can put on the experience you gain from being in a playoff race, is there?
Yeah, I agree. And I think for the most part, our guys have handled it really well. I think last night, you know, I thought Danny handled himself okay. I just thought when I saw his quotes, I thought, uh-oh, we better redouble back and just take care of this, because that's probably not the way we're looking to handle that situation.
How about the play that Michael Brantley almost made? It ends up taking him out of the game with a sore right shoulder. Any news today?
You know, he showed up today, and it's not terrible, which is good. I think we're kind of waiting to see how he'd show up. He's not in the lineup. He's going to get treatment today and see how it progresses, and then start to maybe go down and swing and see where he's at. And then we'll just kind of keep gauging where he's at. But, I mean, he obviously wants to play, and he's willing to try to play through just about anything. But we got to give him a fighting chance. And last night after he did that, it was really hard to get extended swinging. And when he comes out of a game, you know it's bothering him.
Well, and then again last night, the play that Francisco Lindor made diving into left field, Terry, that ball was beyond him. It had already gotten by him, and yet he made the play and threw the guy out.
And, you know, so it directly saved a run, because there's a runner on second. And not only that, he finished the play and got the out, which was huge, because that inning was starting to go way too long. I mean, Danny had thrown 39 pitches, and that's getting to an area where nobody's comfortable. So, again, the presence of mind, after the athleticism, the presence of mind to get up and throw the guy out was tremendous.
Are you getting to a point now where you come to the park and you're like, well, what's he going to do today?
Well, you know, probably not that, but, I mean, I do enjoy watching him get better. He's so athletic, and he's capable of those plays. I'll probably always sit on the side that we always want him to make the routine play, because we know those types of plays are in there.
How about Roberto Perez is catching tonight, or I beg your pardon, DHing tonight, while you have Yan Gomes still catching?
Yeah, I wanted to get Roberto back there, but with Kluber pitching, you know, we always catch Gomer. And because now we called up Adam Moore, third catcher, and Roberto's had so many good swings against Hughes, that I just thought, you know what, this is probably the one time we can do it. And it's a little out of the box, but again, we don't have that many games left, and sometimes you got to kind of do what you think you could, you know, can do to help us win a game.
How about Corey Kluber now? Is he on a pitch limit tonight?
I don't think it's so much a pitch limit as more of how he's doing, what the score is, and just how he's feeling during the game.
That is Tribe Manager Terry Francona, the KeyBank Manager Show. Tom Hamilton inviting you to stay tuned for the Indians and Twins coming up on the Cleveland Indians Radio Network.